问了。
It seems that I haven't asked everybody questions for a long time.
哪一位知道？
Anybody here knows?
在圣经里面第一个承认耶稣是弥赛亚的门徒是哪一位？
Now, which disciple is the first one who recognized Jesus as Messiah?
有没有人知道？请举手。
Anybody knows? Please raise your hand.
猜一猜，不知道可以猜一猜，好不好？
Okay,
一共十二个使徒。
If you don't know,
十二个门徒里面选一个。
Make a guess.
Okay, Johnny 在后面。
Johnny. Peter.
Wrong.
Wrong.
It's a good guess. One of the 12, huh?
猜得很好，十二个里面之一。
还有没有人猜什么其他的名字？十二个使徒啊，哪一个第一个认识他是弥赛亚的
？Now who's the first one who recognized Jesus as Messiah？
大家想啊。想不起可以猜呀、啊，刚刚有人猜 ，OK。约翰
，John，
对不对 ？Wrong again， 是哪一个？哪一个讲安德烈？
摩西
，OK。
Great。
我们看看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter one。
我们为了奖励张摩基弟兄，请他大声读圣经，好不好？从三十五节读到四十二节，请张弟兄大声读，好吧
？Verse 35 to 42. Will Brother John please read it out loud so we can hear you?
Yeah. 好，谢谢张弟兄。
Thank you.
他不仅知道安德烈是第一个。认识主耶稣基督的人，并且圣经读得很好。
Not only he knows that Andrew is the first one who recognized him as Jesus as Messiah, he also reads well.
我们再多看几节圣经，我们看第二章第一节和第二节，请大家弟兄姊妹一同来读。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Let's read it together.
第三日，在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的宴席，耶稣的母亲在那里，耶稣和他的门徒。也被请去复习。好，我们再读第十一节和十二节。
Let's read verse 11 and 12.
同一章，第二章十一节和十二节。
Same chapter, chapter 2, 11 to 12.
这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。这事以后，耶稣与他的母亲、弟兄和门徒都下加百农去。在那里住了不多几日。弟兄姊妹们，安德烈是主耶稣十二个门徒当中的一个。
Andrew is one of the 12 disciples.
如果大家从马太福音第十章或者是路加福音第六章里面翻开来看，就会发现。
If you turn to a book of Mark and a book of Luke, then you will see.
他是排名第二或者第四。
He was the second or the fourth one.
因为在马太福音里面记载说，头一个门徒叫做西门彼得，还有他的兄弟安德烈，第二个。
Because in the book of Matthew was recorded, the first disciple is Peter and his brother Andrew.
那么在路加福音里面记载说是西门彼得，还有雅各，还有约翰，然后是安德烈。
And in the book of John, it was recorded, it was Peter, John, and James, and then Andrew.
但是不知道为什么很多人对安德烈印象比较模糊一点。
But I don't know why, but a lot of people doesn't have very deep impression about Andrew.
一想到门徒就想到彼得。
When we talk about disciple, we think of Peter.
那么什么事情都是彼得第一。
And everything Peter is the first.
但是不要忘记这里安德烈是第一个认识主耶稣是基督的人。
But don't forget, Andrew here is the first one who recognized Jesus as the Messiah.
可能他和彼得都曾经是施洗约翰的门徒。
Maybe he and Peter, they were all disciples of John the Baptist.
有一天，施洗约翰在这里说：“看啊，神的羔羊。”
One day, John the Baptist claimed, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
他们看见耶稣基督行走，就跟上去。
They saw Jesus walk, and then they followed.
一个非常简单的对话，他说：“夫子，你在哪里住
？”It's a very simple conversation. They ask, "Rabbi, where do you stay?"
然后他们就跟随耶稣。
Then they follow him.
那弟兄姊妹们，这里我们就从圣经里所记载的事实，要对安德烈本人的情形有点了解。
Now, from these recordings, let's try to understand Andrew, this person.
因为我们这些日子在讲门徒，讲如何跟随主。
These days we were talking about the disciples and how to follow Jesus.
现在我们从圣经里找出这些经文来看，就好像从学校的成绩单来研究学生一样。
Now we, when we read this, it's like when we are trying to understand a certain student from his report card.
圣经里面，福音书里面记载这些门徒跟随主的情形。
In all these gospels, it's recorded all how those disciples follow Jesus.
好像他们入学考试一样。
As if that those were the entrance exam.
以后又记载他们听主耶稣的教训。
Now later on, it recorded how they listened to his teaching.
你就发现很奇妙，主有时候出问题给他们考试。
Then you find out it's very wonderful. The Lord will give them quizzes.
有一次考试问腓力说，他说。那天约翰福音第六章记载有五千人在他的面前。
Once he asked Philip, there was 5,000 multitude in front of him.
他们说这许多人在这里，你们有什么东西喂给他们吃？
And he asked, now with all these people here, now what do you have to feed them?
主耶稣问这个话是特意要试验腓力，因为圣经说他原知道自己要怎样行。
The Lord asked these questions in order to test Philip, because he in it was recorded he knows what he is going to do.
又有一次，他们好多人，主耶稣快要上十字架的时候，主对他们说，腓力又问问题说，求主把父显给我们看。
Right before the crucifixion, Philip asked, "Please show us the Father."
那弟兄姊妹们，这些问题有一次在马太福音第十六章里面，主耶稣问说：“人说你们说我是谁
？”And also in the 16th chapter of Matthew, we recorded Jesus asked, "Who do you think I am?"
那弟兄姊妹们，这些好像都是考试一样。
It seems that all those are examinations.
所以我们再从圣经里把这些圣经章节找出来的时候，我们虽然不能对这个人有完全的了解
，So after we pick up all those verses, although we cannot fully understand these people.
但是多少对他们的学习有一个片面的观察。
But more or less, we will have somewhat understanding of their learning.
从这些观察里面，我们就看见他们对主耶稣的认识。
From all these observations, we know how well they know Jesus.
现在我们要所看的圣经，刚才我们讲说是，安德烈他头一个。他是认识耶稣是基督的人。
Like we just said, Andrew is the first one who recognized Jesus as Messiah.
哎，对不起，严弟兄，请你把冷气开开，我受不了。好，谢谢。弟兄姊妹，不知道你们认不认识施洗约翰是怎样的一个人
？I don't know whether you recognize what kind of person is John the Baptist.
因为你晓得，头一次让安德烈。从施洗约翰的门下跟随耶稣的时候，他发现两个老师不一样。
You know when Andrew first transferred from John the Baptist to Jesus, he found out these two teachers are so different.
弟兄姊妹们，当这些门徒跟随主耶稣，第一件事发生什么事情呢
？Now do you remember what's the first thing that happened to all these disciples along the way they following Jesus?
他们第一件发生事情，主耶稣带他们去参加一个婚礼。
Now do you remember that's the first event is there's a wedding that Jesus took them to?
哪一个学校入学之后，学生第一个是带他们去参加婚礼的
？Now, is there any school that the first event of the students going to a wedding?
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道圣经所记载的事情有相当深的意思。
Now we all know that what's recorded in the Bible, they all have very, very deep meanings.
虽然他没有记载这一个直接的比较，但是安德烈头一个注意到的事情是约翰和主耶稣何等不同。
But here we will understand that how Andrew will feel the difference between these two teachers.
我不太能想象施洗约翰去参加婚礼。
I cannot imagine that John the Baptist will go to a wedding.
为什么？因为他穿着什么衣服啊
？Because remember what he wear?
他活在旷野里面，他根本不大和人来往。
And he live in the wilderness and doesn't have too much contact with people.
他吃的是蝗虫野蜜。
And he eats the locusts and honey.
他穿的是骆驼毛的衣服。
And he wear the camel hair.
把衣服反过来穿，毛露在外面。
He wear it inside out, so the fur was outside.
弟兄姊妹们，这一个情形，我想不太合宜参加婚礼。
I think with this kind of a situation, it's pretty hard for him to go to a wedding.
但是主耶稣是不一样。
But Jesus is different.
因为头一件事情，我想安德烈最深的印象，这一个人是非常可亲的。
I think the deepest and the very first impression of Andrew about Jesus.
那一天，当他听见约翰的话说，这是神的羔羊。
That day when he heard, John says, "Behold, this Lamb of God."
他就决定跟随耶稣的时候。
He decided to follow Jesus.
他可能想象里面主耶稣是比约翰更加有宗教气氛的人。
He might think that Jesus might be even more religious.
哦，是居然是相当有这个敬虔态度的人。
Because John Baptist is a very reverent person.
你看他对那些他到约旦河边受他洗的人讲的话。
Now, do you notice how he talked to those people who want to baptize by the River Jordan?
他的话实实足足的公义。
Now his words are righteous.
他对兵丁说，除了立定数目，不要多取。
He talked to the soldier. He said, "Don't collect too much, more than you should."
他对那些税吏啊，对不起，讲错了哈。他说对兵士兵说，不要以强暴待人。
He talked to the soldier. Says to do not be violent.
对那些税吏说，除了立定数目，不要多取。
And talked to the tax collector. Says do not collect more than you should.
对那些文士、法利赛人、撒都该人，他们到那里受洗的。
And talked to those Pharisees and scribes and Sadducees.
他说你们这些是。都是种类，是谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒
？He called them the you are the serpents, who asked you to try to avoid the punishment.
弟兄姊妹们，所以安德烈想想，现在我换了一个新的老师，从小学毕业或者从高初中毕业进了大学里面，这个教授一定更加的严厉。
So probably Andrew would think that now that I sort of graduated from one school and going to a higher one, I might come across a teacher that's even more strict.
但是很稀奇，他发现这个老师带他去参加一个婚礼。
But it was so wonderful because he realized that this teacher take him to a wedding.
弟兄姊妹，不晓得在座有多少人还没有听过福音的，对于信耶稣有个奇怪的态度。
I don't know how many of you haven't heard the gospel and have a very strange recognition about gospel.
主耶稣是可亲的。
Do you know that Jesus is so
amiable? 他是可亲的。
He is amiable.
弟兄姊妹们，不晓得有没有这样特别的，有一个错误的观念，以为主耶稣高高在上。
I don't know whether you have this wrong impression or not that you think that Jesus is so high up there.
弟兄姊妹们，知不知道像安德烈第一天认识主一样，就发现他是可亲爱的一位。
Now, do you have the same experience as Andrew that the very first day you find out that Jesus is so amiable?
有一位韩国姊妹在我们这里聚过好几次会。
There's a Korean young lady who has come to this meeting several times.
他也去参加夏令会。
And she also attended the summer conference.
他回来以后问他说：“你最大的收获是什么
？”And I asked her, "What's the greatest impression you have in the meeting?"
他说：“哎呀，我从来不晓得可以这样祷告的。
”She said, "I never know that I can pray like this."
他说：“我从来不知道可以祷告说我亲爱的主。
”He said, "She said, I never realized that I can pray, say, 'Dear Lord.'"
他说：“以前我祷告说神啊，神啊。”
Because
I
when I pray before, I always just say, "Oh Lord, Oh God."
神是高高在上的一位。
Because our God is the one high up there.
高高的坐在宝座上面，以公义与权柄来审判。
He's the one sitting on top of the throne, high up there, and judge people with justice.
他说：“我从来不知道我能够亲近神，亲近主耶稣，在他的怀里安息。”对他说：“主耶稣，我爱你。”
I never realized that I can just rest in His bosom, and I said, "Jesus, I love you."
我也不知道主耶稣这样爱我。
And I never realized that Jesus loved me so.
弟兄姊妹，恐怕今天还是有很多人他不去祷告，不去读主的话，因为对神有一个非常错误的认识。
I'm afraid today the reason you don't go pray to the Lord is because you have this wrong impression.
好些人不读圣经，最大的理由就是说没有兴趣。
That's the main reason people don't read Bible say that it's not interested.
好像没有兴趣是一个非常合理的理由。
As if that's a very, very proper excuse.
弟兄姊妹们，你错了。
Brothers and sisters, that's wrong.
不怕你不去读，只怕你一读之后就发现说主是可亲近的。
I believe the minute you start reading it, then you realize that our Lord is amiable.
他的心何等的慈爱，何等的温柔，何等的怜悯。
And his heart is so loving and tender and full of pity.
有一个弟兄说，问不到，我都在旧约里面，我就跌倒了。
And there's a brother said, and the minute I start reading the Old Testament, I'll fall. Because in the Old Testament, God was so fearful.
Oh, 一下击杀这么多人, 一下击杀那么多人。
He kills so many people all at once.
弟兄姊妹, 从前我也有这样想法。
I was like that before.
后来我听见看见一位老弟兄的著作。
Then I read a certain brother's writing.
他说你晓不晓得民数记里面神最大的恩典是什么？
He said, you know what's the greatest grace that's shown forth in the book of Numbers?
他说就是叫他们呢快快死。
It's so that to let the Israelites die quickly.
快快死是恩典呢。
And I said, hey, to die quickly, is that a grace?
他说你看可不是吗？
He said, of course, you see.
他说因为神对他们说，你们这些人因为没有信心，不能进所应许迦南之地。
Because the Lord God told them that you without faith, you cannot go into the promised land.
但是因为摩西的祷告，神又兴起下一个世代的人。
But because of the praying of Moses, the Lord raised the second generation.
让他们能够进入安息,
so that they can go into Canaan.
那么弟兄姊妹们，不是说老弟兄姊妹都不能进迦南哈。
No, I'm not saying that all brothers and sisters cannot go into Canaan.
进入迦南是表示我们信心进入耶稣基督的安息里面。
Now to go into Canaan means that through our faith we go into the rest of our Lord Jesus.
我们的天然生命都该死了。Our
natural life should die.
死在十字架的铜钉里面。
We die on the cross with Jesus.
而新的生命。
And this new life should go into the peace, should go into this rest.
以色列六十几万，可能不止这么多人，在旷野里面转来转去，转来的，在等什么？
Now, all those 600,000 Israelites, they were just circling around in the wilderness. What are they waiting for?
等这些老生命死掉。
They're waiting for this old life to die off.
然后按照神的应许，新生命能够进入迦南。
Then, according to the promise of God, then this new life can enter into Canaan.
你看看是不是神的大恩典?
Now, isn't this great? Isn't this a grace from the Lord?
那弟兄姊妹们，按照神对我们人的审判，个个都是该死的。
Now, according to the judgment, everybody should die.
还不需要等到以色列国了。
We don't even have to wait until the Israel.
亚伯拉罕的子孙都不是亚当的子孙都该灭亡的。
All the sons of Adam should die.
但弟兄姊妹们，神从亚当里面拣选一些族类，是称为蒙福的族类，这是我们。
But the Lord picked a group of people from Adam's descendant. That's us, that we can live.
所以弟兄姊妹们，难道神使人活，使人死，还不应当吗？
Now, isn't it rightful that for the Lord to make people die and make people live?
所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们看见这件事情以后，我当初看见老弟兄讲这句话，说是民数记里神最大的恩典，是叫人快快死，我明白了。
So I understand what that old brother was talking about, that the greatest grace is to let people die quickly.
就我们自己来讲，也是这样。
In ourselves, it is also the same.
假如我们天然生命能够弃绝。
If we can forsake our natural life,
我们的生命能够从复活这一面来跟随耶稣。
If we can follow Jesus through this resurrected life,
这是一样的意思，这就是主耶稣讲的。
It means the same thing. That's exactly what he means when he said to carry your cross and follow me.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣先给我们看见一个十足奇妙的榜样。
Now the Lord showed us a perfect example first.
那天安德烈看见主耶稣和他们在一起生活。
That day Andrew saw how they lived together with the Lord.
他的心里有非常大的转变，定规有大的转变。
I'm sure he has a great change in him.
事实上也有功劳，虽然我们说他是一个旧约的教条的教导。
Also, I believe some credit should go to John the Baptist, although we say that he's the teacher of Old Testament.
你看，约翰教导他的门徒又禁食，又祷告，怎么样禁食，怎么样祷告。
Now remember how John the Baptist teach his disciple to fast and to pray.
甚至这些门徒们要问主说，约翰教导他的门徒祷告，你也教导我们祷告。 他教导他的门徒禁食，你为什么不教导我们禁食？
Even those disciples of Jesus asked him, he said, John Baptist asked them to pray, and you teach us to pray, but he asked him to fast, and you didn't ask us to fast.
那主的回答说，那些陪伴之人和新郎同在的时候，不用禁食。
And the Lord answered them that those who are accompanying with the bridegroom, they do not have to fast.
因为和他同在的时候，充满了喜乐。
Because they are filled with joy when they were with him.
弟兄姊妹们，那一天如果主耶稣不在那个婚姻宴席上面，那个婚姻宴席就没有喜乐。Now,
if that day, if Jesus did not go to that wedding would not have such joy.
因为我们在那里记载说，用 宴席到一半的时候，酒用完了呀。
Because it was recorded in the right in the middle of the banquet, the wine is over, wine is used up.
而主耶稣在那里行了神迹，把水变成酒。
And there, the Lord performed a miracle that changed the water into wine.
主耶稣这里说，他就显出他的荣耀来。
And here it says that so that it would show forth his glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们不仅要明白说，主耶稣是实在可亲近的一位。
So we have to understand not only Jesus is an amiable one.
并且我们要看见说，主耶稣能够把日常生活的事情提到属灵境界里面来。
And also he can raise our everyday living into a spiritual realm.
弟兄姊妹，当我们说主耶稣可亲近的时候，并不是说他的宴席里面跟我们一样谈论世界上的事情。
It's not when we say he's amiable. It doesn't mean that in the banquet he talked with us about the worldly things.
哎呀，昨天我弟弟到我家来，我发现我落伍了。
Yesterday my brother came to our house and found out I'm so out of fashion.
他们我一回头出去的时候，他们谈什么事情啊？
When I was out, they were talking.
他们讲说一个女明星做下巴。
They're talking about.A movie star making plastic surgery.
什么？我完全不能明白这些事情。
I don't understand these sort of thing at all.
幸亏我没有听见啊，他们讲这些事情，我后来我太太回来说，我一句话也接不上。
And my wife said that when we talk about that, I can't even get in the conversation because I don't know a thing about it.
弟兄姊妹，一个没有信主的人是活在世界里面的。
Now.A person who does not believe in the Lord is live in this world.
但是当一个信徒的人进到世界里面的时候
，But when a believer enter into the world,
他和世人有接触
，He has contact with the people.
他有一个使命，要把世界上的事情，把日常的生活，把它提升到属灵。
He has a mission to bring this everyday living into a spiritual realm.
你看主耶稣在那婚姻的宴席里面把水变成酒，就是说明这个意思。
Now you see that in the wedding, that the Lord changed the water into wine is telling us the same thing.
水本来是跟酒比起来是没有味道的。
Now water is tasteless compared with wine.
那弟兄姊妹，有一些弟兄姊妹，我真有这样传福音的恩赐啊。
Now the certain brothers and sisters really have this gift of spreading the gospel.
他见到一些花草树木，很容易就转成福音的题目。
He just come across any plant, any flower, he can just change right away into the topic of gospel.
他看见一件世界上刚刚发生一件新闻，他能够转成福音的题目。
Some news just break out, and he can just change it right away into a gospel message.
把人的心从属地的事情引到属灵的事情。
So he can bring people from these earthly things up to heaven.
今天我们不是讲主耶稣行这件神迹怎么行法。
Today I'm not talking about how this miracle was performed.
但是主能够把一件世界上天天发生的事情，把它提到一个新的境界里面。
But the Lord can change this everyday living up to the spiritual realm.
他那些管宴席的人跑来找那些新郎说。
And those steward come to ask the bridegroom.
他说人都是把先摆上好的等客人喝足了。
They say they always just put out the good wine first until they all have enough.
才摆上次的。
And then you put out the next best.
你怎么把好酒留到现在呢？
Now how come you save the best until now?
那弟兄姊妹们，这就是神所给人属灵的原则和属地原则不同的地方。
Now this is the different principle the Lord gave us. This different principle of this
of the world.地上的事情，新的越用越旧，越用越陈旧。
All those things on this earth will be used, will get older and older.
只有属灵的事情啊，越来越新鲜。
Only the spiritual things will get newer and newer.
好的永远在后面。
The better ones always comes last.
那一天，主耶稣行了这个神迹。
That day after Jesus performed that miracle.
但是约翰，施洗约翰也不是没有功劳，因为是把安德烈引到主耶稣面前，就是他。
And also, we should have some credit. We should credit John because he lead Andrew to Jesus.
他指给他看，这是神的羔羊。
Because he pointed out, this is the Lamb of God.
为什么我们我们说主耶稣是神的羔羊。
We say that Lord is the Lamb of God.
因为他是羔羊。
Because he is the lamb.
所以他的意思就是说，为我们的缘故，替我们死在十字架上面。
So that we say that he, because of us, he died on the cross for us.
弟兄姊妹们，旧约和新约，神的确向人显为不同。
Now it is so different that the how the Lord manifests Himself in the Old Testament and in the New.
旧约之后，神对人显出公义。
In the Old Testament, the Lord showed forth His just. His just.
但在新约说，因为这位羔羊为我们解决公义的问题。
But in the New Testament, because of this Lamb, this just was fulfilled.
神的义在主耶稣身上显明出来。
Then the God's righteousness was manifested in Jesus.
所以我们再来亲近他不同了。
So that we can come close to Him, and it's different now.
这里约翰福音第一章记载说，安德烈那一天就与耶稣同住。
Now in John the first chapter, it recorded Andrew that night stayed with Jesus.
这一位神的羔羊，他里面是神的生命。
Now this Lamb of God inside of Him is the life from God.
但他穿着一件羔羊的形状。
But He wear this form of a lamb.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣虽然是神的儿子，他与我们一样成为人的性情和样式。
Although He is the Son of God, but He still is exactly the same as a human being.
所以今天早晨我喜欢唱这首诗歌《加利利的陌生人》。
That's why this morning I sing you this song, The Stranger of Galilee.
中文翻陌生人实在不知道应该怎么翻法。
The stranger is so hard to translate.
因为就着我们所以为认识的主耶稣，好像我们跟他熟悉的。
Because as we all sort of know Jesus.
但是当我们每一次遇见他说，他还是一样新鲜，一样好像我们不认识。
But every time when we meet him, as if we meet a brand new person.
因为每一次都有新的恩典为我们。
Because every time there's new blessings, a new grace for us.
我正在想能不能把陌生人三个字改一改。
I was thinking, can we change that stranger?
他说我们所认识人多好呢。
Or change it into someone we know.
但是想来想去，的确主耶稣有时候向我们显为真是奇妙。
Then after we think about it, then we realize every time the Lord really shows some wonderful things to us, every time.
这些门徒们接触他。
These disciples were close to him.
我想他们一定发现主耶稣每一天显出他奇妙来。
I believe every day he sees some wonderful things happening in Jesus.
就在安德烈跟随主的这两天里面，他发
现许多奇妙事。Just in these few days, Andrew following Jesus, he saw some wonderful things happening.
我不知道他里面怎么会领会耶稣基督就是弥赛亚。
I don't know how can he understand that Jesus is Messiah.
但是一定和他与主同住有关系。
But it must have something to do with him staying with Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有住在主里面？
No, brothers and sisters, do you live in the Lord?
主有没有住在你的里面？
Did the Lord live in you?
如果你经历和他同住的真实，
If you experience this abiding,
我想你认识这一位就是神所高的基督。
Then I think you will understand.And you will recognize this is the anointed one.
因他是那样奇妙温柔那样甘甜。
Because he's so wonderful and he's so tender and he's loving.
慈爱怜悯。
And kindness and passionate.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们每次来亲近主的时候，
Every time when we come to be close with Jesus,
就是我们认识主的时候。
It's the time we know him more.
我不知道怎样讲，弟兄姊妹们。
I just don't know how to explain this.
一再又一再，我们提醒弟兄姊妹说，跟随主的路没有别的。
Once and again, we mentioned that there's no other way to follow Jesus.
亲近主。
Is to go close to Him.
住在主里面。
To abide in Him.
早晨起来，借着神的话喂养我们的心灵。
In the morning, we use His words to feed our soul.
借着我们的默想和主进入交通。
And through meditation, that we can have the fellowship with the Lord.
借着我们里面的渴慕向主。发出赞美。
And through the through our thirst that we can praise him.
弟兄姊妹，你不要小看这个每天的生活。
Now, brothers and sisters, do not see lightly this our everyday life.
是。
This is what I want to talk to those who already know the Lord.
你既然接受他做你的救主，既然承认他是神的羔羊。
Now, you already recognize he is your Savior and he's the Lamb of God.
你已经承认说他的血洗净你的罪。
You already recognize that his blood cleanses all your sins.
为什么你不到他那里来？
And how come you don't come close to him?
住在他的里面。
To living, to abiding him.
享受与他的交通。
And to enjoy the fellowship with him.
享受他的同在。
And enjoy his presence.
你自己来认识他是基督。
And so then you can realize, can come recognize him, yourself that he is Christ.
怎么认识？
Now how do you know?
哦，问问安德烈怎么认识。
Now let's ask Andrew, how does he know?
他所看见的主是充满了人性的意味。
Now the Lord he saw is the one that filled with humanity.
他所看见的主是在日常生活里面能把我们的心引到神面前。
He's the Lord that he can you, in everyday living he can lead us to the Lord, to God.
越亲近主，就越真实的认识。
Now, the more you go close to him, then you will understand him more.
我们所听见各种教训、道理，都不过是一个引导，叫我们来到神的面前。
Now, all the teachings and the doctrines we heard are merely led us to Lord himself.
我们上次说过，真是跟随主的人，就是真正跟随主的人，真正起来跟随主的人。
Now, last time we mentioned, those who want to follow Jesus are the ones actually following him.
弟兄姊妹们，礼拜天听了一篇信息回去了。
Now we heard the message Sunday and we go home.
下个礼拜又来听一篇信息。
And the following week we come again and heard another message.
对于主认识并没有增加。
Now I don't think you know the Lord more through this way.
但是如果你能够回去，
But if you go home and you open your Bible,
把你的心打开，
and you open your heart.
和主有交通，
you have fellowship with the Lord.
从他的话语里面吸收他的生命，
and you absorb the life through his word.
多一点默想来认识主是怎样的一位。
Then you meditate more and then you recognize how Jesus is.
天天瞻仰他的荣耀。
And every day you gaze upon his face.
弟兄姊妹们，这个才是长进啊。
Now that's the way to grow.
没有人能够替你长进。
Nobody can grow for you.
只有你自己亲近主的时候是你的生命供应的时候。
Only the time when you be close with the Lord is the time you grow.
我自己这一天，当我读到这段圣经的时候，我就发现说，的确，我们对于主的印象错误了。
Indeed, when I read this myself earlier, and I realized I have a wrong impression about the Lord.
我们以为施洗约翰这样的人是一个圣人。
We think John the Baptist is such a holy person, such a saint.
所以我们跟不上。
So we can't reach that level.
我们也不能像他这样绝对。
And we can't be so absolute like him.
但是感谢神，今天新约里面我们所跟随是耶稣，不是约翰。
Thank the Lord, in this New Testament time, the one we are following is Jesus, not John the Baptist.
哦，有一首诗歌是 What a friend we have in Jesus, 何等朋友，亲爱耶稣。
There's a song, What a friend we have in Jesus.
能够分我的罪担，担我的忧。
He can bear our sorrows and carry our burdens.
能够来亲近他。
And so that we can come close to him.
难怪弟兄姊妹们，安德烈从第一天开始就跟随他。
No wonder Andrew followed him from the very, very beginning.
并且不愿意离开。
And he doesn't want to leave.
圣经里面对安德烈记载并不太多。
There's a very few recording about Andrew in the Bible.
他的工作也不算太多。
And his work are not very great.
他只做了一件事情。
The only one thing he did.
好像是相当重要的。
As if it's a quite important one.
就是把他的兄弟彼得带到主面前。
Is to bring his brother Peter to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我想他带彼得到主面前的时候，也没有想到彼得恩赐多大，将来能够被主用。
I believe when Andrew first brought Peter to the Lord, he didn't realize that how great Peter would become later on.
他所传把这件事情告诉彼得的原因，是因为他里面实在受不了。
The reason Andrew would tell Peter about this is because inside he really is about to burst.
他总要告诉什么人？
He just have to tell somebody that he met Messiah.
弟兄姊妹们，这样一个感觉，今天我们在神的儿女中间应当看见才好。
Now this kind of feeling that we really should have among our brothers and sisters.
传福音啊，叫人到主的面前，把人领到基督面前。
To spread the gospel, to take people to the Lord.
如果你不觉得主是这样甘甜，
you,
你如何能传福音呢？
If you didn't think that our Lord is so sweet, how can you preach the gospel?
如果你来听福音，你来聚会不过是一个习惯，你怎么可能见证人说 今天我们遇见弥赛亚了。
Now, if you just come to church as a habit, how can you tell people that you come across Messiah, you saw him?
彼得如果要问到了，你怎么知道他是弥赛亚？
Now, Peter might ask him, now, how do you know he's Messiah?
可能 Andrew 回答不出来。
Maybe Andrew cannot give him a good answer.
但是有一首歌可以替他回答，就是我们刚才唱的头一首歌。
But the very first song we sang this morning can answer him.
那首诗歌说，你怎么知道主耶稣活着？
It says, now, how do you know he lives?
回答说，因为他活在我的心里。
And the answer is because he lives in my heart.
弟兄姊妹，这个才叫做福音啊。
Now that is the gospel.
你如果能对世人做见证说，今天我遇见救主，我知道他为我死。
If you can witness to the world that I know Jesus, I know my Savior today because I know he died for me.
我知道他为我活。
And I know he lived for me.
他活在我的心里。
And he lived inside of me.
我所一切的重担可以告诉他。
And then all my burden I can tell him.
一切的需要我能向他求。
And all my needs I can pray for.
弟兄姊妹们，这是你的福音啊。
Now this is your gospel. This is the gospel you should preach.
今天我们所需要的不是更多的恩赐。
Now today, we don't need more gifts.
不是需要有更好的口才。
We don't need more eloquence.
而是要真正有人像安德烈这样遇见基督而心被他所夺的人。
But those who like Andrew,who met Jesus and was captured by him. He brought Peter to the Lord.
但是很稀奇，从此以后，主看重彼得胜过安德烈，好像是这样。
And then from that time on, it seems that the Lord there's more emphasis on Peter rather than Andrew.
安德烈的路是非常隐藏的。
And Andrew's way is a hidden one.
我不晓得他是不是受了世纪约翰的影响。
I don't know whether this is because he was under the influence of John the Baptist.
还是受了主耶稣自己的影响。
Or he was influenced directly from Jesus.
因为世纪约翰说他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Because John the Baptist did say that he will prosper and I will increase.
也可能他是受了主耶稣的影响。
Maybe he's also influenced by the Lord Jesus.
因为主耶稣好多次在他讲道里面说，若不回转像小孩子，你们就不能进神的国。
Because so many times the Lord says that if you do not go back like a little child, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹们，我想安德烈一定是非常仔细在学习主的话语。
I believe Andrew must be very careful about learning all these teachings.
主叫他们降卑，学习像小孩子。
And the Lord teach them to be humble, to be like a little child.
我想安德烈操练了。
I believe Andrew is practicing that.
为什么？
Why?
约翰福音第六章里面这样记载。
Because in the six chapters of John, the Gospel according to John, it was recorded.
那一时候五千人在旷野里面没有吃的。
That day, there's 5,000 in the wilderness, they don't have food.
主耶稣就说，对刚才我们讲过，对腓力说，他说你们给他们吃吧。
And the Lord talked to Philip and says, now why don't you feed them?
主对腓力说，我们从哪里买饼叫他们吃饱？
Then they say, where can we go buy the bread to feed them?
腓力说，就是有20两银子的饼，一人分一点点也是不够。
And Philip said, even though we have so much silver, we can't buy bread and feed all of them.
但是有一个门徒带了一个小孩子来。
But this one disciple brought forthA little child.
这个门徒是谁啊?
Now, which disciple is this?
安德烈。
That's Andrew.
弟兄姊妹，可见安德烈是真正学习和小孩子亲近。
Now, so we know that Andrew is the one that who really learned how to be with the kids.
五千群众在那里，许多门徒都去忙那些大人，所谓大人和他们交通，跟他们一同聚集。
There are 5,000 grown up there, and all the disciples were busy to fellowship with all the grown ups.
安德烈去找个小孩子。
But Andrew found a little child.
也许问他说，小朋友你叫什么名字？
Maybe he come and say, what's your name?
也许问他说，你来这边怎么样？
Maybe he said, how are you?
那小孩子说，我有5饼2鱼。
And then that kid said, I have 5 bread and 2 fish.
那弟兄姊妹，大家都知道说5饼2鱼，主耶稣用这5饼2鱼喂饱五千。
Now we all know that Jesus used this 5 bread and 2 fishes, two fish and feed all 5,000.
这个饼鱼是安德烈带来的。
Now this bread and fish were brought forth by Andrew.
所以我说安德烈实在学会做隐藏的工作。
So I'm saying that Andrew really learned how to do hidden work.
他愿意降卑。
He wanted to be humble, and nobody knows him.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做门徒。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is how should be a disciple.
腓力也可能别人也看见有五个饼，也是这个小孩子。
Now, maybe other disciples saw this kid with the bread and the fish.
但是他们想根本没有用。
But they think, oh, there's no use.
安德烈就知道说，在我们是不能再生的。
But Andrew knows we can't do anything, but the Lord can.
也许他听过主耶稣讲的信息说，再人不能再生，凡事都能。
Maybe he remembered the Lord says that it is impossible in man, but all things possible it was God.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们的实习啊，这是我们操练。Now
this is our practice. This is what we should do.
安德烈就把这一点点饼和鱼带到主的面前来。So
Andrew just brought forth this little bread.
你们做门徒，弟兄姊妹们，到底我们学做门徒有没有学到这些真实的功课呢？
Now we try to be disciples, but we learn all these practical things.
当我们觉得自己不行，说有没有相信神能呢？
Now when we feel that we can't do this, but did you think that is all things possible with the Lord?
还是你就觉得说只有属灵的事情是神能，我不能？
Or did you just think those spiritual things are in this kind of a category?
那么其他像打鱼这些事情，彼得说：“我能，你不能。”
And all the other things like fishing, just like Peter says, "Oh, this is what I can do, and you can't."
那一天主耶稣说：“把船打到水深处下网吧。”
But that day when the Lord said that you launch out to the deep side and cast your net.
彼得说：“我们整夜劳累，没有打着什么。”
And Peter said, "Oh, we labored all night and we didn't get anything."
但因为你的话，我们就下网吧。
But just because you said so, and I'll do that.
他的话里面对于主并不是信任。
That in his word, you can feel the distrust.
但是安德烈不同。
But Andrew's different.
这里有五个饼，两条鱼。
But Andrew says, "Here I have five bread and two fish."
在这里有个孩童。
Here we have a little child.
把他带到主的面前。
And you bring before the Lord.
虽然他也知道。 这么多饼一分算不得什么，没有人能吃得饱。
Of course he knows all this little food is not enough.
但他学会一件事情。
But he learned one thing.
如果当时没有学会，事后也学会了。If
he didn't learn then, he learned later.
如果事后没有学会，主还一直叫他们学的。And
if he didn't learn later, the Lord would still teach them again and again.
因为旧的整体来说，五饼二鱼的事情，后来又出现一次，神又用神迹又一把五四千人。
Because we see this similar thing happen again, the Lord feeds 4,000 once more.
但是门徒的心里还是鱼丸呢。
But it's still foolish in this disciples' heart.
有一天他们坐船渡海到那一边去。
Because one day when they try to cross the sea,
圣经里不记别的事情，又记门徒忘记带饼。
And then the Bible recorded again that those disciples forgot to bring their lunch.
主就说你们要提防法利赛人和撒都该人的笑。
And the Lord says that you should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
其实神的主的话是意思是防备他们的教训来说的。
And the Lord was indicating their teaching.
但是这些门徒们天天想到饼的问题啊。
But these disciples were only thinking about the bread and the meal.
他说这话大概是因为我们忘记带饼吧。
Then they say, "Oh, the reason he said that because we didn't bring any food."
他们的心里还是愚顽，并不明白神凡事都能这件事。
Deep down inside, they're still foolish and they still don't believe that the Lord can do everything.
弟兄姊妹，我也不知道安德烈在这件功课上学会了多少。
I don't know how much Andrew learned in this event.
至少神给他机会学。
At least the Lord gave him a chance to learn.
我们也是一样。
It's the same with us.
弟兄姊妹，我在归纳说，我们必须每一个人对神有清楚的经历，自己的经历。
I have to say it again that we have to have our personal experience with the Lord.
知道他是神的羔羊。
And we know he's the Lamb of God.
知道他为我们舍命，为我们流血，解决罪的问题。
And we know he bled for us and he washed away our sins.
知道他是基督。
And we know he's Christ.
基督和神的羔羊不同啊。
You know, it's different between Christ and the Lamb of God.
基督的意思是神所高的那一位。
Now Christ is the anointed one.
他是要做王的。
He will be the king.
他在我们心里做王。
And he is king in us.
因为不仅这样，我们还要经历主的人性那一面何等的真实。
And then we still have to experience the humanity side of our Lord Jesus.
这个人性真实是所以我们能亲近他的原因啊。
Now this humanity, this reality is the reason why we can draw close to him.
坐在宝座上的。 不是神的形状，是人子的形状。
Now the one on the throne is not in the shape of God, but is the Son of Man.
他的表号预表是羔羊坐在宝座上。
And the symbol is the lamb.
我们亲近主耶稣，发现主的甘甜。
When we are close to the Lord and we know that He's sweet.
我们就有力量宣传传主的恩。
Then we have this power to preach His gospel.
不仅把人带到主的面前。
Not only we bring people in front of the Lord.
我们也学习降卑在他的面前。
And we also learn to humble before Him.
学习跟随他。
And we learn to follow Him.
弟兄姊妹们，有这个安德烈，虽然圣经里面记载的不多。
Although there's a very few recording about this disciple Andrew.
但是我觉得这些对我们是真实的教训。
But I think these are the true lessons for us.
如果我们真正的亲近主。
If we are close to the Lord.
常常被他吸引。
And we are attracted by Him all the time.
学习与他同住。
And we learn to abide in Him.
我相信我们属灵生命都要被改变。
I believe our spiritual life will all change.
安德烈的降卑好像不是一件难的事情。
Now it seems that it's so easy for Andrew to be humble.
我们的心觉得不容易降卑。
And we feel it's so hard to be humble.
会不会可能当中最大的差别在于说安德烈被主吸引呢？
Is it because the main difference is because Andrew is really attracted by the Lord himself?
Now,
if we don't come close to the Lord and if we don't read the Bible and pray, how can we become a humble person? If we do not observe Jesus carefully and we do not learn to be with him, to be like him, how can we know his tender lovingness?
我们如何有力量传福音给人？
Now how could we have this power to preach His gospel?
弟兄姊妹们，亲近主，我们要亲近主。
Brothers and sisters, let's go come close to the Lord.
要学会亲近主。
We have to learn to do that.
要学会就在我们日常生活里面让主进来。
We have to learn in our daily life that we let the Lord take over.
我们唱